This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Hospital staff say at least 17 people were killed in Israeli tank and drone strikes in central and southern Gaza. The death toll was confirmed by Associated Press journalists who counted the bodies. Meanwhile, Hezbollah launched more than 50 rockets, hitting a number of homes in the Israeli-annexed Golan Heights. The militant group said the attacks were in response to an Israeli strike deep into Lebanon on Tuesday night. Ukraine says it used US weapons to destroy Russian pontoon bridges in the Kursk region. It's the latest in a series of military victories claimed by Kyiv more than 2 weeks into its incursion into Russia. President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling on the international community to do more to support Ukraine. Health authorities in Victoria are reporting a rise in the number of people contracting Mpox. In Victoria, 120 Mpox cases have been reported since April so far, all caused by the less severe strain of the virus. Chief Health Officer Dr. Claire Looker says the outbreak is mostly impacting men who have sex with men. She recommends those at risk get fully vaccinated with a free two-dose vaccine and consider limiting the number of sexual partners. New research from the University of Sydney could be a game changer for premature babies with underdeveloped lungs. The study shows a higher concentration of oxygen in the air provided to premature babies could help prevent up to 50% of deaths. Dr. James Sotiropoulos is one of the lead authors of the study. He says increasing the concentration of oxygen is a simple, cost-efficient change that doesn't require new drugs.
The beauty of this type of intervention is that it's not an expensive fancy new drug or an expensive new piece of equipment. It's a simple enough change to current practice. So with the existing equipment that we have in current hospitals in Australia, it would be relatively easy to implement.
Japanese lifesavers are warning beachgoers to be aware of an aggressive dolphin in the Fukai Prefecture in Suriga City following a string of incidents. The Suriga Coast Guard says there have been 18 incidents of swimmers being bitten in the area this summer, more than triple last year's total. Two of those reports have come in the last 48 hours. Dr. Putu Lisa Mustika from James Cook University believes that in this instance, the dolphin has probably been separated from its pod and is looking for a playmate.
If the dolphin is solitary, the dolphins might have some sexual needs that are not addressed, and they might think that humans in the water are their fellow species.
The world's oldest person, Spain's Maria Brañas Moreau, who was born in the US and lived through two world wars, died on Tuesday at the age of 117, her family announced. She died in her sleep peacefully and without pain, her family wrote on her account on social network X. Guinness World Records officially acknowledged Brañas's status as the world's oldest person in January 2023, following the death of French nun Lucille Randon at the age of 118. Brañas, who had lived for the last two decades in the Santa Maria del Tura nursing home in the town of Olot in Catalonia, had warned in a post on Monday that she felt weak. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's SBS News in Easy English.